Just like that, it's 3:15, and Barry Chapman, our plumbing boss from Chapman Plumbing, is in the house. Nice to see you again, Barry.
Yeah, nice to see you as well.
And you're looking like you're on holiday today.
Big Numzan shirt on.
Yeah, you're incognito. You're not wearing a uniform. I've been thinking a lot about you because we're organizing this big run on Saturday, and I'm hoping like crazy that you're going to be attending in your animal print lycra.
100%.
No, that's fantastic. So, plumbing issues today. The interesting thing, we haven't had rain for a while, and then it came. Bang, yesterday, big.
And drains overflowed everywhere.
Yes, I mean, why? Why? What is it? What happens? What is the psychology behind that?
So, we have this wonderful habit of it's a hole, stuff disappears down it, it's gone. But when we have no rain for a very extended period of time, such as we did, we still have a lot of wind. We still have a lot of building in our area as well. So a lot of leaves, a lot of sand flying around. All of that settles on the ground. Where's the lowest point? Your drain.
Yeah.
So all of that goes down the drain.
You know, you make a point, because I'm thinking, if you've ever been up to check your gutters, you'd be amazed how much sand is in there. And I was thinking, where does this sand come from? Is it all windborne?
Windborne, yeah.
But it's a lot of sand in the... I mean, it's crazy. You'd think that there'd been a sandstorm of some description. But it's just normal at the coast, is it?
Well, I mean, with some of the winds that we've been getting now, some of my clients who are living close to some of the bigger developments that are kicking off a little further north, they are getting absolutely hammered by the sand.
It's amazing, because it's very fine, obviously, because it's airborne, and then it settles. It settles on the roof. The rain then washes it into the gutters, and it's heavier than the... You know, it settles, and it stays quite nicely like a riverbed until it builds up, and then that all goes... And if that's going down into your... Absolutely, if it's going into your drains, yep. Obviously stormwater is one thing, but if the stormwater isn't flowing, it's a major problem. Your house is underwater.
So you just get the sand build up over a period of time, wind blown sand, leaves, sand, and it eventually creates a blockage in your line, or at least a restriction.
How do you clear that?
So from our side, high pressure jetting is probably the best way to get rid of sand and leaves and things like that. High pressure jetting machine, we've got two options. We've got our domestic jetting machine, which is 43 liters a minute at 200 bars worth of pressure, and that basically, just that large amount of water and the pressure flushing through the system, it breaks up any caked sands and things like that, and then flushes them down the line. It's also quite imperative to catch whatever is coming out, so that it's not just getting further down the line. So we do try as hard as we can to try to catch as much as possible as it comes out.
How do you open up further down the line?
Open up further down the line, and we generally bag the line to allow the water to run through, but it catches a lot of the solids, and we scoop it out. And then we've got our larger machine, which is 80 liters a minute, also at 180 bars. And that services from your 160 mils all the way up to 600 mil pipes. So servicing the estates and some of the municipal places as well, we are able to get in there and assist them with that machine. It's a fantastic machine. It spits out a lot of water very quickly. It's got a 500 litre tank on it, and it lasts just over 5 minutes.
Wow.
And it's empty.
So there it is. The first rains of the season have now fallen, and many, many homes have been inundated with stormwater that didn't go where it was supposed to, where you thought it might. You might have issues, and you might be looking for a good, reliable man and his team to come and help you sort it out. Well, my guest this afternoon, Barry Chapman, and Chapman Plumbing is at your service, and I highly recommend them. What else is cooking in the world of plumbing and plumbing-related matters?
Well, I was just thinking that maybe we should change this to a Thursday, so we can call it the Turdsday interview with Barry. but that was me just being a bit punny. No, so we've been getting quite involved with doing quite a lot of CCTV camera inspections. There's actually been quite a big rise for them with it being so dry. Our lovely green friends that grow in our gardens are now looking for water. And
root intrusion is a huge problem.
Roots are getting in hard and fast. So yeah, the camera inspection has certainly been helping us, been allowing us to pinpoint the exact location of where the problem is.
When you find that sort of, I was thinking about my own garden. I know I've got some very large trees that have definitely been looking for the easy option. And once you've identified the roots, how do you clear them? Because the tree presumably is going to grow again.
So, yeah, it's a horrible thing because you kind of get stuck in that catch 22. You don't want to cut the tree down because it's such a beautiful thing.
No, we love the trees.
It's all the birds, it's the shade, it's the oxygen. So you either have the one of constant maintenance of putting a rotarooter.
So that's the thing. Once the roots are in, you've got to constantly keep the area clean.
Yeah, constant maintenance in the line to keep it open, and that's with a root cutting spring machine. Or you dig up that specific affected area, depending on how badly the fitting is or the pipe is damaged, replace the area, and then use a herbicide just within that specific location to try and not let the tree want to grow in that area. It lasts for a little while, as all herbicides, pesticides, things like that, they wear off after a while, and then you get the roots knocking on the door again.
I've often wondered why people, when they move into a well-treed property, some people cut down the tree. I mean, it drives me insane because trees are life, like water. They add a sense of beauty. They're a noise barrier. They clean the air. They do all of that, but they also clearly cause issues with subterranean pipes.
So the important thing is what tree. So we have our lovely ficus trees in our area, the common cluster fig and then the large leaf fig as well. And those two, from attracting wildlife, birds, monkeys, bush babies, are absolutely phenomenal. Mm. But they are the devil when it comes to sewer infrastructure or piping infrastructure, because they have one of the most invasive root systems out there. So as sad as it is, a fig tree is unfortunately one of those that creates mechanical damage to buildings and your piping infrastructure, and they do need to get cut down. Whereas majority of the other ones, the roots aren't as invasive, and you can kind of manage them.
Top tip: if you're ever thinking of going non-indigenous and putting up something like the Australian bottle brush, I would advise you don't do that, because if you look at my place, I've got one of those Australian bottle brushes. It looks like it's lifting the entire patio down. It's doing a fabulous job. But we love it, and it'll stay, but the patio sadly is not going to survive, and it's definitely going to get into the line, so I'm going to have to give you a shot. But it'll be nice. We'll have a cup of tea, and we'll have a catch-up. So there it is, folks. You know what it is. It's always an interesting thing having a chat with our plumbing boss, Barry Chapman, on a Tuesday. And as I say, if you've got a plumbing-related matter to attend to, you have no further to look than your local, you know what, here it is. It's the man that drives in a vehicle that shows, when you look at him, that he's sitting on the toilet with his trousers down. I mean, there's only one guy in the country I know that would do that. He's a great guy to know. Barry, thanks for joining. And we'll see you at the run on Saturday.
Most definitely. And I hope to see a lot of our listeners there as well at the run.
Well, you see, at the moment, all these gift bags are ready to roll. The entries have been doing extremely well. So I think it's going to be well attended.
Fantastic.
Never mind the weather, as long as we're together, we're going to have fun.
I'm looking forward to the festivities and the good old laugh and style family fun.
Absolutely, and we'll catch up with you on Saturday, and then again, we'll be chatting again on Tuesday next on the afternoon show. Where else?